Hi guys!
Welcome back to our podcast this week.
Hi guys, welcome back.
We are in a good mood because the weather is amazing.
Yeah, we are actually in a good mood. We don't mind being here.
Yes, and we're today filming this during Golden Week. So happy Golden Week for all of you guys who has the day off.
Yes.
Have fun, enjoy your day.
I'm so happy that this Golden Week, I mean, I guess it is every year, but it's so sunny.
Yeah, like, it's so sunny. I love it.
The whole weekend, it's a great vibe. It's finally spring. I'm so excited. And I don't know about you guys, but yeah. I get like heavy mood swings according to the weather.
Yes.
When it's raining, I'm definitely not motivated to work or like even go outside. I get very sleepy.
Yeah.
And it changes how I like talk to people during the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I should fix.
Yeah.
But it's true. But on the brighter side, when it's actually sunny, I get super energetic. I'm so motivated to work. And I'm super excited to be hanging out with friends after this because we're going on a picnic to Yoyogi Park.
It's a big deal for Hina.
It really is. I love doing stuff like that with my friends.
It should, as it should. Anyways. Yeah. That's our recent life. I don't know. We don't have any like upcoming travel plans. That's like in the next few weeks or anything. So
I guess we don't have them
yet.
But yeah, I feel like this like mood swing thing that I have has definitely gotten better as I've gotten older.
Yeah.
And I realized that there have been other like I thought as I would get older, I would like mature, which I am, but then I would like overcome these problems that I've had when I was like maturing, basically.
Yeah.
When I was still like an adolescent, young adolescent. And then I thought I would get better. And like once you start becoming an adult, you get these responsibilities and you start learning and you start growing. So less problems, I thought.
Right.
But as I'm aging, that's a bad word. As I'm growing older, as much as I'm learning, I'm facing these new problems that none of the adults had told me about.
Yeah. I think adults do a really good job hiding about the fact that adulting means more responsibilities and more problems.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you're still human. You're not perfect. So, like, just because you age and you like learn and experience more stuff doesn't mean you get better at it.
That's true,
because like problems don't arise every day. I feel like if it does, then you get used to it, you know how to overcome it. But like it comes like once in a while. So like I panic all the time every day about new problems,
right?
And like I don't want to break anyone's dreams, but I became so realistic over the past few years.
Yeah,
I would say
I think so.
Like I was the epitome of a Delulu girl who was like ambitious. I literally broke up with my ex-boyfriend because he didn't have enough ambitions. Like
you could not see a future with him.
Yeah, like that was good enough of a reason for me to break up with him.
Yeah.
And right now I'm so realistic, thinking like, who's not gonna cheat? Who's like, you know, stable enough that I can like, you know, just literally be okay with?
Like,
girl,
it is scary to have to think realistically.
Yeah.
So, but I think this is like something that was super recent for us.
Yeah.
Like, I think in all aspects, well, not all, as like work-wise, I think we were quick, or we are quick in comparison to the people that are the same age as us, because we do our own business, right?
Yeah.
Because we're not working under somebody, we kind of have to work on ourselves and make like big decisions on our own, right?
Right.
Which I think if you're working in a corporate, you don't get to choose those big decisions.
Yeah.
You actually have to do the things that are based off of the big decisions by people above you, like your boss.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I think we've matured, or we are maturing quicker.
But then again, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
So, you like, putting aside the fact that it's a good or bad thing.
Yeah.
But everything other than that, I think we're a late bloomer.
Yeah, like, relationships, social life, like, a lot of things, we're such late bloomers. We have no idea what the fuck is going on in the world. We don't even have a TV, so, like, I don't even know what's going on in the news today.
Oh, my God, that's... Dude, that's something I just recently realized. Mm-hmm. When I went to my... Wait, did we film an episode after I came back from my sister's wedding?
We did, but we didn't really talk about it. She recently attended her sister's wedding. Congrats, yes. Yume, if you're watching this. I don't know if I'm supposed to say your name.
No.
Congrats, Hina's sister, if you're watching this or listening to this.
Yes. It was something mm-hmm. to be going to my sister's wedding.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing in a way that I was happy to see my sister so happy, yeah. so in love, and to know that they are actually in love.
Yeah.
That they could actually spend the rest of their life together. Uh-huh. Like, I truly believe that.
Like, you saw that coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to think that I could never have what they have. Not because I can't find someone that I love,
mm-hmm.
but more so like what they've cultivated.
Like the history.
Yeah, because they've been... So basically my sister has been dating this guy for like over 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's some... Like since like college basically.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm not gonna be able to go through that.
Yeah, like you're never gonna be a student again.
Exactly.
With all the time.
And definitely like the people at the wedding too definitely made it better.
Yeah.
And the type of people that were there were their college friends mm. because they have mutual friends.
Mm.
And I'm not gonna be able to experience that because right. I don't even know who I went to uni with now.
Yeah.
Like it's not like we're connected to all of them and there's no one that I know of that I would want to reconnect with.
Yeah.
Like romantically.
Yeah.
So like it's sad to think back now that mm-hmm. I would never be able to have something similar to what she has.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that God has put us in the same family.
Yeah, I know. Like she was telling me all about like the sister's wedding and I was like, out of all the people, it had to be you.
I know.
Your family, your sister.
Like she's so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so grateful for her and so happy for her. But to think that I couldn't, it's not that I could never, but like, you know.
But it's also like you could have that if you were to give up what you're doing right now, I would say.
I guess like now.
Yeah.
Like it's not too late now.
Yeah. Like you could literally quit entrepreneurship and like go study abroad or, yeah, no, you know, what is it called? The
working holiday.
You could do that.
Could do that.
You literally could.
I could. Am I? No.
Exactly. So I'm like, not. Does she want it? No. Like, it's more like long term. I feel like you want this like marriage with this man
yeah.
that you love.
Yeah.
But because he's not there right now.
Yeah.
You're not willing to take the risk of giving up your entrepreneurship and go like somewhere that has the potential for that because yeah, you yeah. might go study abroad for another four years and never find that guy.
Yeah.
And it's like a unknown yeah, leap unknown. That you're about to take.
Yeah.
And you're not willing to take that.
I am not willing to take that. And also because there's no man right now. Right.
Right.
Like if potentially there was a man
mm-hmm.
that like I want to like pursue
mm-hmm.
and I have to like go somewhere with him
mm-hmm.
because he lives far away.
Yeah.
Then maybe I would consider.
Mm-hmm.
But that consideration isn't even there because there is no man in the picture.
Right.
So, like, and what I'm super motivated or, like, what I want to work hard towards right now is mm-hmm. myself mm-hmm. and the work that is in front of me.
Yeah.
So, it's that's that.
That's that.
That's that. And then it's, like, that. And then on the side, I'm supposed to be, like, focusing on, like, my relationship part.
Yeah.
But, like, guys, if you're still young... Young, when I say young, I think that also includes like 22.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that the more you get older, the more difficult it is to find somebody.
Especially for girls. Like, I don't want to, you know.
It's not supposed to be pressuring, but yeah. it's supposed to be advice. I don't think anyone's really told me that.
Yeah, like...
When
they,
I was
they
younger.
Say it in such a negative way. For example, like there's a saying in Japan that girls are Christmas cakes.
Yeah.
And after the 25th of December, they're expired.
That's so crazy.
It's bad. Like they portray it so bad that it forces women to like rebut it and be like, no, that's not true.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't think it's true in a sense that women loses worth or is like expired
yeah.
after they're 25.
Yeah.
I don't believe that. However, like what they're trying to say with that concept
yeah.
is that it gets harder for women to find a really good man,
yeah,
you know, that's not looking for youth, or that's not looking for, you know,
yeah,
whatever. I don't know. It's just, I think it gets easier for men to get married as they get older because they have more money. They mm-hmm. have more, like, you know, they're more mature. Yeah. And, you know, that's what girls look for, like stability, safety. Yeah. But men look for what? Youth and, like, liveliness and, like, you know, I don't
energy.
Know.
Energy.
Energy.
Yeah.
And, like, a woman who can potentially give birth to babies.
And I do also think it's this, like, society now mm-hmm. where it's much... Or, like, people meet online, too.
Yeah.
So, like, there's less conversation and communication mm-hmm. offline. Mm-hmm. Which, it's, like, I guess it's, like, a gray line between did it get easier or did it get harder to meet people. Like, if you make mm-hmm. the effort to meet people mm-hmm. online and then you guys meet offline.
Yeah.
Like, then I guess you have more opportunity to meet people that you would have never met before
you would
in real life.
That's crazy.
So, like, I guess that's a merit.
Yeah,
but, like, it's also, like, scary, you know. And it's yeah. also a lot of work too.
It's a lot of work to, like, get to know someone from scratch. Like, it's not even a referrer from a friend, so, like,
yeah,
you don't
it's
know
scary.
Who this person is. It's kind of scary.
And you didn't go to school with them, so, like, you don't know how they grew up.
Yeah,
like,
you don't know their background.
And then it's so scary to think that all these people that you meet when you're an adult, you don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
And then there's only a certain number of people that, like, you can meet within the week because you're working.
Yeah.
And then maybe that might be your workplace. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's, like, a friend's friend.
Yeah.
But that's the only circle you have unless you get out of your way to meet someone online.
Yeah. And I, like, recently...
It's crazy.
I was thinking, like, it's low-key a red flag if that guy... Or that person
yeah.
has no, like, friends, or they don't hang out with any of the friends during their school years.
Yeah.
Like, okay, let's say they're like, okay, my friends were really toxic. I really had to get out of it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, if they're just like, oh, I don't get along with them anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, low-key a red flag.
Mm.
Because, you know, school is where you were cultivated to become who you are.
Yeah.
And it's, like, the longest thing, like, longest... I wouldn't say thing, but, like, some object or a person that mm-hmm. you could really care for a lot of time. Like, yeah. it says something about that person.
Yeah.
Like, can you actually, like, not get tired of something or yeah. someone for after being together for a long time? Or, like, can you actually care for someone that's been there since day one for mm-hmm. you? Are you just going to let them go just because you have new friends, just because you have, you know, more money or more connections? Are you going to be one of those people? And I think there's a lot of those people in Tokyo.
Yeah.
Because, like, they just, like, you know, put an end to the life that they had in wherever they were. And then they come to Tokyo for a fresh start. But,
yeah.
like, the fact that you had to do that kind of scares me, you know? Like, where are your friends at? Because, like, I know this, like, entrepreneur friend who goes back to their hometown, like, literally every month.
Yeah.
Just to see their hometown friends. Like,
that's so cute.
That's so cute. And that says something about him. Like, you know, he... like, prioritizes or cherishes his friends.
Yeah.
He doesn't... But then he was saying how, like, all of those guy friends
yeah.
that he goes back to his hometown and sees...
Yeah.
Really feels... or they're really apologetic when they take him to, like, a really local izakaya.
Oh, really?
Because on stories, he sees, like, that the entrepreneur friend is yeah. making bank, is buying watches, is yeah. buying cars, is has an office in yeah. Shibuya. Like, that's, like, crazy shit for them.
Yeah.
And they feel like, why are you spending time with us? Why yeah. are you coming back to this, like, izakaya with me? But for him, he just wants to spend time with his friends.
Yeah, because, you know? Like, at the end of the day, the inside hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Like, maybe... we have or we grew a business mindset.
Yeah.
We think differently towards our work. But
that's just work.
Yeah.
You know?
That doesn't mean, like, our core self
yeah.
has become, like, this annoying narcissistic dude that you don't even know. We're still the same person.
We are. But then he was also saying, but I have to admit, I am projecting this perfect self on my social media.
Yeah.
Because that's what gets me going.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me motivated.
Yeah.
yeah. And he said, it's also my pride.
Yeah.
You know, but he's willing to admit that. And,
yeah.
you know, he's willing to talk about it. But his friends just see, like, you know, obviously the outside.
Yeah.
And that just makes me sad because, you know, at the end of the day, you're still human. You're still who you are. You still want to be treated the same. But then they can't.
Mm.
They just can't, you know.
Yeah.
And I get that, too. I would feel that same way if I was in the friend's position.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, same goes for relationships, I think, too. And like money and fame.
Yeah.
Like if you have money or fame, people would seem like it's difficult to get to know you, or yeah, like you're like too up there that they can't reach you, mm-hmm, or you have high expectations.
Yeah.
And you're perfect.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not.
Yeah.
They all have like problems.
They all have problems.
And they all have like deep down like insecurities and everything too. Like, yeah, the more famous you are or the more money you have, there's this thing called an expectation that, yeah, gets higher and, yeah, higher. So regardless of where you are at, like the expectations also rise. Mm-hmm. So it's not gonna change.
No.
You know?
And the anxiety just keeps coming. The amount of stress is probably more.
Yeah.
That's why you want to be with your hometown or like childhood friends, yeah, so that they can make you feel better. But like,
so like, I super understand why like a lot of pretty Japanese models or actresses get, mm-hmm, married to Japanese comedians.
Mm.
Because I think the Japanese comedians treat them as they are.
Yeah.
You know?
Like looks wise, like they're like, no, like, offense, but ugly, you know, a lot of them
yeah,
are like,
yeah, yeah. And then it's like, wow, like how do he, like a lot of people are like, wow, how did he get her? Like,
she's so pretty.
Yeah, she's so pretty. She could have gotten anyone.
Yeah,
why him? But he's the only one that took her seriously,
or like equal.
Yeah,
right. And like said funny shit that she likes, or made fun of her in a sense that she liked, yeah, humor. Like, didn't like, glorify
just treat
her.
Me, yeah, as a normal human,
yeah,
being.
Yeah, and I get that, yeah.
I understood that so, yeah, much. And like that he can be there for her like mentally,
mm-hmm,
like supporting.
Yeah.
So like I was like, damn, that makes sense.
Yeah. But you know, apparently for guys,
yeah,
there are these like four types of women, yeah, that they categorize you into.
Ooh, tell me.
If you're in a relationship with,
okay,
them. And or if like you're in a romantic relationship with, yeah, them. First stage is he's like not taking you seriously.
Yeah.
You might have the looks, but you might not have the personality, whatever. Yeah. He doesn't take you seriously.
Yeah.
So he will do things that makes you think that he likes you.
Yeah.
But he won't date you.
Yeah.
He won't get in a relationship with you.
Yeah.
Maybe like friends with benefits or, yeah, a situationship. And then there's the girl that he would date.
Yeah.
But he wouldn't marry her.
Okay.
So he's like good enough. She's good enough to date, but, yeah, she's not good enough to get married.
Interesting.
To, right. And then there's the girl that he wants to get married to.
Yeah.
Like, in a sense, he, you know, respects her.
Yeah.
And he wants to get married to her.
Yeah.
And apparently, guys know this from the very beginning.
Okay.
Like, which category that woman is in.
Yeah.
So, if he's not even trying to, like, be in a relationship with you, that's just, like, off the list. Like, just don't. Like, forget about him and move on.
Interesting.
But if he's dating you, doesn't, yeah, mean that he's looking for marriage with that woman.
That's scary.
And if you're in that category, you could date him for 10 years and he will still not marry you. So like you need to figure out.
How would you know?
I don't know.
Does he know?
He knows.
Is there a potential that she could get out of that stage? That he could,
no,
want to marry her?
Apparently not.
They're different?
Yeah. Like, and then, yeah, you could potentially. Okay, so there's like the dating girl, but not the marriage. And then there's the marriage and the dating girl.
Yeah.
And then there's the too good to be true girl.
Interesting.
Too good to be true girl.
Yeah.
Is like perfect. Like,
yeah,
Beyonce.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know?
No, I know what you,
like,
mean.
Like, she's successful and she's probably happy without me.
Yeah, like I can't get her type of,
like,
girl.
Yeah. And when guys end
basically
up.
Basically Robin.
And if you end up with her, he could potentially marry her too, because,
yeah,
she's like perfect.
Yeah.
But what happens is that his pride, or like what he values himself, gets lower.
Yeah.
So he would rather, like, you know, not be able to be with you anymore, or he will start humbling you.
Hmm. Interesting.
You know?
Yeah.
He would be like, yeah, you might be successful on the outside, but you can't even do this. Or, you know, he cheats on her, or he tries to humble you and tell you that you're not that great. You know what I mean? So that, you know, he feels better about himself. Like, if you're too good to be true for him, he will humble you. But don't mistake that as your worth, okay? It means that you're, yes, too good to be true for him, okay? Mm. So if he's humbling you, if he's telling you these things that you can't do, or, like, yeah, you might be good at this, but you know, at the end of the day, like, it feels like he's not respecting what you're doing.
That's so annoying.
You're too good to be true for him.
That's so scary, because I can definitely imagine like a really toxic relationship, yeah, where she's like so brainwashed,
yeah,
and because she's so pretty,
yeah,
and she's so great,
yeah,
but for some reason she doesn't have the confidence.
And I think that also happens with a lot of model and comedian couples. You know what I mean? Because, like, there was, like, this big, like, scandal.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
this,
yeah.
Like, ugly comedian, like, fucking so many random bitches when he had the prettiest wife.
In the public bathroom?
In the public bathroom. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
What the fuck? You know? But they're still together. They haven't divorced. You know why? Because, she probably thinks that he's the only person that she has. I don't know. For the kids, whatever. But, like...
That's so sad.
So I feel like if he's dating you to date you or dating you to get married to,
yeah,
maybe you can tell. Like, maybe you can tell, like, he tries to avoid the question, or like whenever you guys talk about the two of you, he doesn't talk about the future.
Yeah.
He only talks about having fun right now.
Yeah.
Right. And then, or as opposed to like if he asks you like what you think of like the future,
yeah,
or the kids,
yeah,
at one point you would probably know.
Yeah.
Right. But then the too good to be true and the I want to marry her, yeah, is like on the verge. So like,
that's so scary.
But if I rephrase that, that means that men can only get married to someone that's not too good to be true. Like, he needs to be somewhat above her in order for him to actually feel comfortable marrying her. Like, isn't that also so bad?
That's so bad. Like, he needs to feel some sort of superiority.
Yeah, he literally...
Like, or else he's gonna bring you down.
Yeah, he's gonna bring you down, or he is can't be with you.
Either
anymore.
Or,
yeah. Well, that's what the TikTok said.
Well, that's what TikTok said.
But like, I'm thinking of my ex-boyfriend too. He couldn't deal with the fact that I was growing.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
That he literally had to break up with me.
Right. Like he couldn't handle you.
He couldn't handle me. Like, what the fuck does that
mean?
So
that's also one choice, right?
Yeah.
For the guy,
yeah,
to literally step away from you.
Yeah. And I think that's better than
humbling.
I mean,
that's definitely healthier.
Yeah.
And like, fair to you.
Fair to me, yeah.
Yeah.
He knew where he stood, and yeah, he knew where I stood.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say I was above him, but it was just too different.
Different, yeah.
And in his sense, I was too good to be true for him.
Right.
And I really felt that. But then there's people who humble you. If they start humbling you, just get the fuck out of the relationship, because that man is not worth it.
That's so scary. But like, I think that gets like super toxic, where you really like can't get it out of your head,
mm-hmm,
that you start valuing yourself based on what he says about
literally
you. And so like, if he's saying all of these negative things, mm-hmm, and then one day he's like, oh, you look so cute today, like that
means so much. Compliment.
Yeah, exactly. Like, those small compliments that come in like from time to time becomes your motivation, you know?
He should be giving you that every day.
Exactly.
That should be the bare minimum. Girl. Literally. Stop.
Like, because it comes like not often.
Yeah.
But because
you appreciate it more.
Yeah.
So bad.
Dude, that's so bad.
That's so bad.
As much as like I understand, like,
yeah,
in Japan too, like,
yeah,
like that's not good.
Yeah.
Girls.
But so I feel like if you're dating him and you're in the dating to date, not to marry,
yeah,
phase, I feel like he could also potentially cheat on you too.
Because it's not serious.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah. So for guys, I feel like just because you guys are dating doesn't mean that he's serious. Like, he could literally be thinking, I'm probably going to break up with her, but it's easier to be in a relationship with her. So I'm just.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe vice versa girls too, but like,
yeah,
I think there's a lot of guys that think like that.
That's so sad. That's like so unrelatable for me, because I don't think, yeah, I can get into a relationship until I really know that I like this guy. But I have recently found out that there are a lot of people in this world that are in a relationship just because they want to be in a relationship, or because it's easier to just be in the relationship than reject this dude. So that's some harsh reality that I found out recently.
And it ends up becoming a year and a 2-year anniversary, a 3-year anniversary. Ooh. And the 4th year, you're just like, why don't we get married?
My biggest nightmare.
But then, you know what? I brought down the hurdles for marriage, like, way lower.
Yeah.
I okay, know. The only reason why it's still probably going to stay up here is, yeah, because of my parents.
Mm.
But, you know, because, like, I don't want to worry my parents.
Yeah.
But if that didn't exist, I would literally get married in Vegas any day. Just so that I feel better about marriage. Right. Like, I think it's so heavy right now.
Yeah.
That I have, sure. like, so many expectations.
Yeah.
I'm scared to even get married.
Yeah. I mean, so. Honestly, I think I'm still pretty DeLulu mm-hmm. compared to Meg. Like, she's much more realistic than I am.
I'm, like, 100 times more realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. When it comes to relationships.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in, like, a DeLulu world as a DeLulu gal.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think about marriage, it's still very heavy. But yeah. I'm looking to find a man that I want to get married to. Like, I love him.
Right.
So much that I want to get married to him.
And you want to date someone that you feel that way towards.
Exactly.
Right.
Like, I am basically, like, a love addict or like I believe in love,
but
I believe that it exists.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of girls that get into relationships thinking about marriage too though.
Yeah,
especially after like the age of 25-26.
But like in that case, I always don't like think about a guy like, ooh, can I get married to this guy? Mm-hmm. I don't think that.
Right.
It's either I like him or do I not like him?
Mm.
And I like him, so I'll date him.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I start dating him, I start to really like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I realize, oh my God, maybe I want to spend the rest of my life with this guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like the entrance, like the door, there's no like marriage. Mm-hmm. Do I want to get married? It's either I like or I don't like,
mm-hmm.
which is why love is so big yeah. within me. But that is also something I realized recently, guys. Like
yeah.
I'm not like, I really know nothing about relationships.
Yeah.
I think I'm doing a really, really good job about self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't
mean that's to, amazing. No,
I don't mean
great.
To brag, but I think I'm literally going through this like moment
mm-hmm.
where when I'm in a cocoon and you know where you become like a butterfly, I'm like really starting to understand what I want and mm-hmm. what I need and what kind of person I am and what I need to fix.
But what I'm worried about
yeah.
is that you go through this enlightenment.
Yeah.
Which is amazing about for you. And yeah. I would love to have a discovery for you.
Yeah.
But
discovery for me. Yeah.
I am so scared that you're not going to be able to find a man that matches that extent of like self-confidence and independence and maturity
that I'm looking for.
Yeah. Because you have established yourself as an individual, as such a mature person.
Mm.
Like, you're getting yourself closer and closer to 100, let's say.
Yeah.
But the majority is at like 50. You know
true,
what I mean?
True, true.
And, like, when you're at 50, you can accept 50. Yeah. But when you're 100 yourself, like, you also expect 100 or more.
Yeah.
And it's just...
That's true.
I
that's why single people are single yeah, all
literally.
The time.
Like, I... Yeah.
Because they keep on discovering.
They keep on discovering when they're single. They
right.
just keep discovering. Yeah.
So I shouldn't discover too much.
Well, and then, like, I also had a guy friend who would tell me, like, the next person I date, I want to get married to.
Yeah.
Like, he was looking for someone to get married to.
Yeah.
Instead of, dating. And yeah. he hasn't been in a relationship for, like, 3 years almost.
Yeah.
And, but then looking at him.
Yeah.
He's just being selfish to me. Like, he's looking for this perfect girl that could be potentially his wife.
Yeah.
But what is he doing? You know yeah. what I mean? He's fucking around. He's,
yeah.
you know, like drinking out every night. He's
yeah.
still grinding for work, I guess, but he's not getting himself ready. He's not doing his self-discovery.
Yeah.
And yet he's looking for this sophisticated woman.
Yeah.
Like, she's not gonna come in your life unless you start discovering shit, you know?
True.
So like, you can't just expect and you can't just grow yourself. It's hard.
Yeah. So it's basically, I can't be satisfied with just discovering myself, right?
Or like, you need to be okay with being with someone who still hasn't discovered themselves or who isn't as perfect as you are.
Oh my God, that means, oh my God, that makes so much more sense. Because those people who are able to accept those who haven't self-discovered are the guys who have yo-yo, right?
Right. And they probably have it discovered. But because they are so focused on themselves, they can accept. But then, like, that's also, like, I think, like, girls and guys.
Mm.
Like, guys, they don't mind if the girl isn't there yet.
Right, right. He kind of likes that.
Yeah, that he can, like, yeah. teach and give her advice. But for girls,
what
like,
if
we...
What if we're that?
Like, don't you want to look for something that can give you more than what you
yes.
have, right?
I don't want a pet.
you don't want to grow a guy into, no. Right? So, like, I think that it, just, like, just don't self-discover
anymore. I just need to be kept broken.
Yeah, yeah. Stop self-discovering.
I'm literally, I have so many discoveries every day.
Stay immature.
Yeah. Oh, my Please. God. I'm scared.
Okay. Okay. We
should end. But yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But so oh my God,
there's still so much to talk about, but you know, let's keep it here because guys, our event is literally happening
because we're filming this on Friday.
Yeah.
And our event is on Sunday, May 5th.
Yes.
We are super duper excited to see you guys and we are super excited to be doing a live podcast there.
Yay.
Oh my God, thank you guys so much for booking the tickets and we're so excited to see you.
Yes, thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.